today of major concern to all of us who care about an election coming up. Well, an election coming up 49 days from now. The Republican National Committee is filing a lawsuit today against Clark County for repeatedly refusing to meet basic standards of election transparency. That, according to RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, she issued a statement. Here's the statement in its entirety. The RNC has consistently tried to work with Clark County to ensure that its election officials are following Nevada law by ensuring bipartisan representation among poll workers. And these are poll workers, not poll watchers, just so you know. She goes on, the county has refused our good faith compromises and is hiding records that the public is legally allowed to see. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. We are suing Clark County to secure the election transparency that Nevadans deserve ahead of the midterms. In short, what they are striving for is, well, and in fact, what voters are entitled to is an open, fair, and transparent election process. Such a process is guaranteed by the Nevada Constitution and other state laws. But what they are doing is they're simply thumbing their nose at you and me, at voters. And what the Republican National Committee is doing is saying, you can't do this. It violates the Constitution, the state Constitution, and it violates Nevada law. We'll see how far it gets in court. I asked the question of Gates McGavick. You know, when can you get in front of a judge? He said, "I really don't know." And of course, you never know. You just don't know. But the one thing I do think is that is important here is that these, you know, we always say err on the side of transparency. At least that's what I hear Democrats say all the time. Unless it's something like this. And God forbid we should let people know what's going on in their government, even though they're the ones that ultimately pay for it. They pay for the government. Okay? Some of them do. Others, not quite so much. Anyway, more on that coming up. You'll get a chance to hear from Megan Barth, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. And we'll talk with Scott Hammett. I'll find out what he thinks about this. Yeah. What does he think of the RNC suing Clark County to get more transparency in our election process? I think it's a good thing, not a bad thing. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Russian-controlled regions of eastern and southern Ukraine announced plans Tuesday to start voting this week to become integral parts of Russia. The Kremlin-backed efforts to swallow up four regions could set the stage for Moscow to escalate the war following Ukrainian successes on the battlefield. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
The bottom line is that Russia is throwing together sham referendums on 3 days' notice as they continue to lose ground on the battlefield and as more world leaders distance themselves from Russia on the public stage. And Russia is scraping for personnel to throw into this fight. These are not the actions of a confident country. These are not acts of strength. Quite the opposite.
Moscow's losing ground in the invasion. It began nearly 7 months ago, increasing pressure on the Kremlin for a stiff response. With funeral ceremonies over, King Charles III has some challenges ahead. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The cannons have sounded, the bells have rung, and the mourners have paid their respects. Now King Charles faces the task of preserving a 1,000-year-old monarchy that his mother nurtured for seven decades, but that faces an uncertain future. The challenge is immense. Personal affection for the Queen meant that the monarchy's role in British society was rarely debated in recent years. But now she's gone, the royal family faces questions about whether it's still relevant in a modern, multicultural nation. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Hurricane Fiona is blasting the Turks and Caicos Islands as a Category 3 storm after devastating Puerto Rico, where most people remain without electricity or running water. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 313 points, the Nasdaq dropped 109. More at townhall.com.
You know how much you're really paying for life insurance through work? I can almost guarantee you're overpaying for limited coverage. I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent for over 20 years. My clients are shocked to learn how expensive life insurance at work really is because of a rate that's driven up by unhealthy people. Why pay more when you don't have to? For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. I found a 40-year-old man with high blood pressure, a $500,000 policy, for only $18 a month. Don't procrastinate. Workplace open enrollment will be here soon. Let SelectQuote save you money and get you the coverage you need to protect your family.
For your free quote in just minutes, call 1-800-865-2266. That's 1-800-865-2266. 1-800-865-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com.
Full details on example policy and carrier ratings at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The question I get all the time is, how much do your loans really cost? I mean, are they super expensive?
First of all, if you need a loan for a week, just a few days, a month, or whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no other fees at all, and we do not compound our interest like some of the other online lending scammers.
Okay, I'm with you so far, but how much exactly?
Let's use a $1,000 loan as an example. The interest would cost you $5.50 a day, and if you need the loan for 10 days, the interest cost would be $55.
So a $100 loan for the same 10-day time frame would only cost $5.50 in interest?
Yes, sir, with no other fees at all, just interest for how long you keep the loan out. It's way cheaper than a bounce check, huh?
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, our contracts are crystal clear, and you always know exactly what you're getting into.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Just 1 week after several local chambers of commerce called for breaking up the Clark County School District, some Democratic state lawmakers want to review the district's finances. With the Nevada legislature scheduled to meet beginning February 6th of next year, lawmakers are drafting a bill which would let them audit the nation's fifth largest school district. Last time the state legislature audited the district was 2004. The move comes as the school district faces staff shortages and talks of being placed in receivership by the state. School district officials say they welcome the opportunity to demonstrate its student-focused spending. Orange cone alerts. Work connected to the reconstruction of the 15 Tropicana interchange as traffic from the 215 backing up during peak driving hours. The daily backup is on the on-ramp from the Beltway westbound to 15 northbound, where traffic has been reduced to one lane. That's causing traffic backups on the Beltway towards the airport connector. The traffic headache's going to be around for a while, though, since the lane reduction schedule will be in place until November 2nd. The project, which began in the summer, is scheduled to be wrapped up in 2025, with work being carried out in four phases. So, start a little earlier.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a crash on the east side, eastbound Sahara. That's at Sandhill. Slow flows through that construction zone on Interstate 15 southbound. That's from Spring Mountain to Tropicana. And Las Vegas Boulevard is closed today in front of the Bellagio at Flamingo Road.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local for a Tuesday. Great to have you with us. It's been kind of a newsmaker Tuesday in that we've been talking about a lot of breaking news. We broke a story earlier today that the Republican National Committee is suing Clark County to achieve more transparency relative to voting. We'll talk about that in due time. But I do want to check in with Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, because he's joining us live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. What brings you to D.C. today?
I'm here with the Las Vegas Chamber fly-in. We're coming in here to talk to delegations, talk about some important facing our state. And, you know, some of the help we can get from the federal delegation, federal government. We're talking water, education, obviously, talking education. And we're talking tourism and trade. And so it's been good so far. A lot of folks here trying to, you know, get some things done.
Can you give us an example of like, some of the people you've talked to so far?
Yeah, so some folks from probably every major university here, UNLV, some folks from CSN, Phoenix. Phoenix is also here. I mean, I've had conversations with folks from gaming as well. A lot of gamers are here, a lot of folks from the gaming industry. But then I've had some conversations with Southwest Gas and to be the big driver. We got folks here from the construction industry. A lot of folks very concerned about that issue, about construction costs, about inflation. That was the topic of conversation today was the interview that was given by President Biden on 60 Minutes. We're talking about the inflation comments that he made.
Well,
Did I lose you, Kevin?
Oh, nope. I think I just lost myself. now, do you come away with commitments from members of the legislature or from the from Congress or from congressional committees? Do you get actual promises from them?
No, nothing like that at all. It's mostly when you have 200 and some plus folks representing so many different interests in the state of Nevada here, talking about some of the major priorities. You know, you take four or five issues that you feel like that need to be discussed, and you all come. They tend to listen a little bit more, and so water issue for me is really an important issue that we should be talking about. Education, like I said, we're going to be talking a lot about that, and I'm very happy to hear from a lot of folks. We had a panel on education, and I was really pleased to find out that many people to share the same priorities I have, and that is, getting away from a one-size-fits-all, making sure that we're not pigeonholing our kids in certain zip codes, and just really trying to, craft education around each individual child as we move forward. So that was discussed. Folks from the city of North Las Vegas were here. You know, they did a lot of stuff for microschooling during the shutdown. I mean, we had a very long talk about the impact that the shutdown had on our students. And, you and I have discussed this, Kevin. There's data now that backs up the things that we talked about, and that is when the shutdown and not being in person in education, it has put our kids back by years, not just by a couple months, by years. Some of these kids won't actually recuperate and be at the levels they should be at for another 5 years. And so we talked about that. Then how do you overcome that problem? And what are some of the solutions? And, of course, the solution that, I've heard many, many times over and over again, and something we started a conversation about, is it's multifaceted. There's a lot of things we're going to have to do. There's not a one-size-fits-all, and there's not a panacea when it comes to solving this particular problem. There's not one thing that you can do, but a multiplicity of things that you need to really engage in. And parents having a voice in that is a big component of that.
Again, Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. The breaking news of today, some members of the legislature, Democrats, believe it or not, want to audit CCSD. First of all, were you aware of any of these talks that have been ongoing? Again, it's been mainly among Democrats. Was that something you were aware of, that there is some talk of an audit?
Okay, so yes and no. Yes, I was aware. We've been talking about it. I've talked about it before with the legislators, Republicans and Democrats, mostly Republicans. We've talked about the need for an audit for a very long, very long time. Matter of fact, I think almost every year I've been up there, probably starting, maybe not every year, but probably starting around 2014, we've been talking about the need for an audit. But, of course, we even proposed it. It went nowhere because we're not in charge, Kevin. We don't have the access to the powers that would allow us to do this. And so now this particular iteration of an ask, I was not aware of. I'm a little bit shocked, to be honest with you, but I'm happy that they're asking for it. It is something that we asked for in the past and like to see it happen. And so now that, you get some Democrats, again, who are saying, let's do it, I think that it actually will come to fruition. We've been begging to find out, the little details, and we know there's something going on. We don't have access to everything.
Well, I know what a BDR is being drafted by Maggie Carlton, chairman of the Finance Committee on the Assembly side, and what do you think we will find, or what would you be looking for in an audit of CCSD?
We know that they get the money. What we don't know is sometimes where they move money around. And so what I'd like to know is where we're hemorrhaging money. Where is it we're losing money? For instance, when you talk to some of the site-based administrators at schools, a lot of them, a few years back, we basically said, hey, the site-based operators, principals, administrators, even the SOT, the SOT teams that we put into place in 2015, we talked about giving them more autonomy over their budgets. And there were a few categories within the budget that they weren't allowed to touch, sort of the big, you know, macro economic components, you know, busing and transportation, that kind of thing. But other than that, we were supposed to give them more autonomy. Well, we haven't really seen that. And so one of the things I'd like to see, and I've talked to several administrators, if we would have given them more autonomy in areas such as, let's say, landscaping, we probably would have seen a reduction in cost. Instead, we've allowed the city to continue to contract out, hire their own workers, and do the work on landscaping at all at different sites, elementary, middle school, and high schools across the valley, probably costing us a whole lot more and not getting as much value. I think that we would have been able to pocket the savings and then put the savings into the classroom, to be honest with you. And so I'd really like to see if that is, you know, how much, you know, I'd like to see, first of all, if I am correct in that, and all the other people that have been talking about it, if they're correct in that, and exactly how much money we're saving. So the recommendations are going to be, you know, that usually come out of an audit. Whenever an audit is done, they, you know, forensic audit, they usually come up with suggestions on, you know, this could be done better. And, you know, these are our recommendations. And so I'm really looking forward to that kind of, you know, the recommendations as they roll out, in particular in those areas.
I don't do this sort of stuff for a living. So you tell me, how long does it take to do an audit of something as large as the fifth largest school district in the country? I mean, is it a 1 month deal? Is it a 6 month deal? Is it a 2 year deal?
It depends how many resources you put towards it. We have several staff we have several staff people who do this, and if we dedicate more staff members, it can be done within, you know, I don't know. I really don't know. It's probably not going to be. It's not probably going to be a month. It'll be months. It might be 6 months. So I don't know for any certainty, but it is going to be a pretty lengthy one. I would not be surprised if it took at least 6 months to do, or more.
And again, you can't start, I don't think, until well after February 6th when you guys reconvene. Am I right?
Yeah, so it is going to be a bill. I know that you mentioned Maggie Carlton's name, and Assemblywoman Maggie Carlton has termed out. So she may be asking for the bill, but she won't be able to present the bill. She won't be there. So it'll be somebody else's name when we begin. And so you really can't start until we pass the bill. And it may take a couple of weeks to pass the bill. I mean, I've never seen the legislature, except for one time, pass a bill with any sort of alacrity. It takes a little bit of time. But we did pass one bill. It was a gaming bill. I think we passed it within a 24-hour period. But this right here, I mean, it probably 3 week minimum if we introduce it on the first day. And then who knows when it goes into implementation. It might be upon passage. It might be, you know, 6 months, it might be a year. I suspect that they would probably put upon passage and signage by the governor, or sorry, signage upon signing by the governor. Then as soon as that goes into effect, they probably would start it. That would be my recommendation. I hope they put that on there, is that they start it as soon as the governor signs it.
The other major piece of news today, the Republican National Committee filing a lawsuit against Clark County for repeatedly refusing to meet basic standards of election transparency, that according to Ronna McDaniel. Here's the statement from Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the RNC. Quote, the RNC has consistently tried to work with Clark County to ensure that its election officials are following Nevada law by ensuring bipartisan representation among poll workers. The county has refused our good faith compromises and is hiding the records that the public is legally allowed to see. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. We are suing Clark County to secure the election transparency that Nevadans deserve ahead of the midterms. Would you like to see, you know, more transparency on the part of Clark County when it comes to poll workers?
I always want more of transparency, always. You need to shed a light. Where there's light, there's less dispute. There is more trust, and there just seems to be more integrity in the system. So I will always advocate for more transparency, and I'd be very curious as to how this, you know, rolls out, because I really think that it's not a bad thing to ask for. We need to have more people believe in the system that we have. And so by doing this, if that increases that, and I'm all for it. I really, you know, it was a really bad election year in the sense that we changed so many things at the very last second. Some of those changes, I'm not going to argue with people whether they're good or bad. I mean, they are what they are. We pass laws all the time, and we make changes all the time. But to make them so soon or so near the election day, I really think that that was the most harmful part of the whole system, because, you know, just having these county recorders and others that were trying to figure out the new election laws as they were trying to get ready for the election at the same time, I think that was really difficult. So, yeah, anything that brings transparency, I'm all for.
Do you worry about the integrity of this midterm election coming up 49 days now, from now?
Well, like I said a second ago, one of the things that really, I think, impacted the outcome of the election was the fact that a lot of the laws changed at the last minute. Well, you know, these laws now have been in effect for a lot longer period of time. We kind of know what to expect as Republicans. The Democrats know what to expect. The county recorders and all those who are a part of the election process, they have better information. They've disseminated the information much better. I think that was the key, disseminating the information and making sure folks understood what the changes were and how to implement them. And so I'm expecting this to run much smoother than it was during the last election cycle.
Well, we will find out. When do you come back home?
I'll be back there on Friday. There's an organization called Hip Hop Health, Hip Hop Public Health. It's run by somebody you may have heard before. His name is DMC, from the formerly known group Run DMC.
Wow.
So he wrote a book on healthcare, bullying, and mental health. And I'm going to be distributing that among some charter schools as well as some public schools. And so we're doing some appearances here and there. And so I'll be hanging out with DMC on Friday.
Wow, that sounds like fun. Hey, will you be careful while you're there? Safe travels home. And I know we'll talk again next week.
Always good talking to you, Kevin. Take care.
Thank you. Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. And he's doing work for you right now in our nation's capital. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The showroom itself presents the star of Billy Joel's Moving Out Show, Michael Cavanaugh. September 23rd to the 25th. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charged by phone. 702-797-8055. Everyone is moving out to the South Point. Michael Cavanaugh's Moving Out Show, featuring the songs of Billy Joel.
All right.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.nevadagop.org.
It's amazing how many times friends are right, whether it's a recommendation on a new restaurant or contact info on a reliable handyman. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me, not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It drove me nuts. My friends all said, get tested. Get your hearing tested. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids decades, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did.